7 at the hour on today's bombastic Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yes, another hour of terrific radio is about to be unleashed. Not only on this country, but on the universe.
Here?
Here.
Right. Unleashing the...
Now!
We're going to do it?
We're going to do it! You'll be amazed at what Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I can do, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. We don't have to do anything. We just turn on our equipment and the radio beam goes up and
it
down.
It just works.
It just works like that.
Poof.
I want you to think about your world for just a moment. Get a little philosophical because that's sort of where I am from time to time. And you might want to take a moment or two to be philosophical too. I'm thinking more about thinking these days, rather than doing. Sometimes thinking is better than doing, or thinking before you do is better than just doing. How many of us have learned that lesson the hard way? We do, and then, ooh, I wish I hadn't done that. So, thinking a little bit, think about your world. We were talking, laughing about California and Florida and stuff earlier on. Think about your world as being a grain of sand. And maybe, just maybe, if you think about your relationship to the rest of the world, it becomes, looking at pictures of the universe sometimes is a humbling experience.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Isn't that amazing?
Only in the past few years have I really come to the realization of what a speck of dust we are.
That's because you've been around me, Richie.
Maybe it is. Yeah. It makes you think that if we live for 100 years,
yeah,
it's still nothing.
It is nothing. Nothing.
It's like you look at the big picture of everything, it's like just a blip. Not even that.
I was in a doctor's office yesterday afternoon, and I'm looking out the window with the nurse's assistant or whatever she was. And there's in this community, which is Newton Lower Falls, is on the Wellesley Newton line, going into Boston. There's an old mill. All these old New England towns, large and small, all have mills. And they're built on the river that ran through the town.
Right.
So that's what they call it, Newton Lower Falls, because, in fact, the town is built on a huge ledge. And coming out of the side of the ledge is a river. And the river comes down, flows on the rock and on the ledge into the town on the side where on the side of the river where the mill is, and then keeps flowing. And we're watching this for a minute, waiting for some test results. And I just looked at it and I said, I wonder what it was like here 100,000 years ago or 500,000 years ago, looking at the water coming out of the rock and, you know, knowing that how the formations work. It just is a humbling experience to think about who you are and where you are. Not that you aren't important, because you are. And not that you don't hold infinity in the palm of your hand, because you do.
Sure.
But for us, eternity, sometimes we think, we use the word, that red light lasted for an eternity.
Right.
Right? I mean, come on.
It was 30 seconds. It isn't counting.
That's right.
Eternity.
I mean, think about that and just
staring at the microwave saying, hurry up.
Yeah, hurry up. Yeah, that's exactly right, Richie. It's so foolish. It really, really is. Anyway, we always like to put things into perspective here, all four of us with you. We'll have a 2020 news quiz. I can't make up my mind whether I want to do a news quiz or a music quiz. I may let Richie decide that. During this hour...
You know I'm going to go music every time.
Yeah, okay. Later in the hour, the 6 signs it's time for you to take a personal day, even though you just went back to work. You just went back to work. There is a lot of concern about high-tech telephones and how they're being used in the workplace. Do you have a high-tech phone on your desk? Do you know that it can be hacked as easily as your cell phone?
Oh, sure.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all computer and web-based now. I mean,
really?
We're getting ready to install a new VoIP system in our offices here, and it's all controlled by a computer, and I can put any one of my extensions.
So are you going to eavesdrop and monitor the calls that your people are doing?
No. Could I? I guess. I'd have to talk to my engineer about that. But
we're just like, thanks for the idea.
Yeah, that's actually a very good idea.
I'm full of good ideas.
But it's all, I mean, if I need a new extension, we just log on and, you know, and I have.
Well, but what do you use? Wait a minute. What do you use for the hard device? You can log on. What does that mean?
Yeah, there's a set top, you know, a desktop hand phone. It looks like a regular office phone.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can give, like, if I wanted to give you an extension on the farm or in Los Angeles, I just say, okay, Doug's extension 100.
So would it automatically go into my cell phone?
Yep.
Really?
I can make it go anywhere. And you would just answer, you know, Radio America, Doug Stevin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Can I have an extension?
If you want one, sure. I give everybody an extension. Roberta, you want one? Queen of Cheap.
Absolutely.
Queen of Cheap.
That's really fascinating, actually.
Yeah. I can give an extension to anywhere, to anybody, and your voicemail follows you, and you know, how do you think I can get my voicemail messages on my email? Somebody leaves a message on my phone, boom, new email comes up. Hi, this is Doug, calling to yell about something, blah, blah, blah.
Hi, this is Doug.
That's very nice. But you hear that?
Call me back now, pronto.
I'm angry, bye-bye.
That's not fair. I haven't been like that. No,
I know, you haven't.
For years.
It's just being funny.
I have all this good influence on me now in the last year or so.
Even when you're cranky,
it's an inspiration.
You.
Now, speaking of inspiration, do you know what a pinspiration is?
Is it on Pinterest?
Yeah. Have you seen him?
Yes.
I'm fascinated. I don't really get. I want to spend a few minutes on technology here. There's one Pinterest that's all about colors that is absolutely gorgeous. There are just so many.
Well, that's what Pinterest is. It's
engaging.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the
visually.
Thing is, I can't go on there too often because otherwise I want to quit my job. I want to quit my jobs and just sit and just do crafts all day because there's so many ideas for do-it-yourself projects
I got an email yesterday that a friend of mine updated one of their boards, and I just clicked on it to see what it was.
Yeah.
I spent 60 seconds looking at armoires.
Yeah.
They had a pin board about armoires.
Now.
And I'm sitting there to myself, and I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Did you give your man card away while you were watching?
Like 60 seconds later, I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing?
I don't even know. Yeah, I do now.
It just caught me.
I didn't have, Meredith was getting an armoire delivered, and I didn't even know what it was.
Really?
I don't know that I told
you
her.
You know what an armoire
was? I didn't know what it was. No.
You knew what it was. You just didn't know it was called an armoire.
He called it by his other name, Chester Drawers.
Yeah.
Chester Drawers. that big thing in the corner.
All right.
You knew what it was, though, right?
Well.
You just didn't know it was called an armoire.
No, I guess that's probably
the name of it.
Right.
See it. If you're going to see it properly.
Okay. So here's a tidbit that you can take with you and use as a discussion.
Love that word.
Topic. What, tidbit?
Yeah, it's great.
Right. Birth order.
Hmm.
You're an only child, so this does not apply to Roberta, and so is Jennifer, an only child. Richie is the youngest of three.
No. I am the dastardly
middle child. Oh, you're in the middle, and so am I.
Yeah.
Okay, birth order influences the role of how aggressive you are and how dreams affect that aggression. Men, especially, experience more aggressive dreams than women do. A firstborn male typically sees himself in a more positive manner than do his younger male siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that works if it becomes... I know a family where there are four brothers.
There's three of us.
The oldest one, there are three of you. The oldest one in this family is kind of a... And I wonder how he... This guy does see himself, from what I know, as... stronger, better, smarter, that sort of thing. Does your older brother think he's better than you are?
No.
Smarter than you are?
No, not at all. No. My older brother has no ego. Mm. He's totally laid back. He's a cop, and he's very aggressive when he needs to be.
Does he listen to this show?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, so you're not just saying it to be nice?
No. My older brother, my little brother, there's the ego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's cool about it. He's funny about it.
I thought he was okay.
Yeah, no, he's fine. No, he's fine. But
all right, now, turning it around.
He thinks he's, you know, the gift.
Ah, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right. Now, and Roberta would tell you that she's the gift in her family, but she's the only one. So
I'm the only one. Roberta and I are the gift.
Yeah, Roberta and I are so good that we broke the mold. They didn't even need to have any.
Well, that's right. Exactly. Once they had me, they said, oh, that's it.
Firstborn females tend to have more aggressive characteristics, especially in their dreams.
Is that your sister?
My oldest sister?
Yeah.
I'd never talked to my sister about a dream in my life. But you know what? This wouldn't be a bad conversation to have with my sister.
So aggressive dreams, not aggressive personality.
It can lead to, but this study that was done at Columbia suggests that dreaming, and it takes into account the information we were actually talking about earlier this week in some way, shape, or form. St. John's wort versus melatonin, yep, versus things like calms that are used, or more, what's that, begins with an A. What's the drug that people take for sleep?
Oh.
Begins, you know what I'm
saying? Oh, my gosh. I'm blaming you.
Like Ambien?
Ambien. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Okay. Right.
Leave it to Roberta, the nice drugs there.
I know them all.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Right. Drugs, it's me.
Drugs are Roberta, film at 11. All right. So coming up, as Richie desires, we are required to present to you a 2020 music quiz, which we'll have for you. And then we're going to find out what the signs are to recognize when you need to take a personal day. It's 18 after on Good Day.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear. One and two and three new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price drop to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely gonna go. Up to 80% off list. Plus get special clearance financing. But hurry, Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In store or online.
Chapstick it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
The poll today is based on a story at DougSteffen.com about people who are not regular gym goers. All the gym goers that are just sort of practically taking advantage of the fact that they are fat and need to lose weight, go to the gym, the lines are so long. All these people who made resolutions show up and then they disappear. So our poll today, how much busier is your gym this week than it usually is?
Oh,
DougSteffen.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. all the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
God, I haven't heard this for ages. This is from the White Album. Go back to 1968. Some of you can do that, and some of you like Jennifer can't, but if you can, you remember the recording of the White Album. It was done in 68. What a fantastically successful event.
What an amazing, amazing album.
It's pretty much their last big album, too, wasn't it?
Let It Be would be their last album.
All right, okay.
This was just before that, though.
All right, so here's the question. You ready? For a swell prize, which Beatle quit the band during the recording of the White Album but came back in a couple of weeks? Which of the four Beatles actually quit during the recording of the White Album and then he came back? 888-302-DUG is the number. 888-302-3684. If you know which Beatle left the Beatles during the recording of this album and then thought better of it, fortunately for him, under the circumstances, who was that? Easy, you got four choices. Which one's the right choice? 888-302-DUG, 888-302-3684. So what are some of, we've had a couple of samples there. What else is on this White Album, Richie?
You got Hey Jude, Revolution, Revolution number one, yeah. Revolution number nine, Walmart Guitar, Oblad D.
He's my favorite from there.
It's kind of a weird album. It's got a lot of weird stuff, like the Mean Mr. Mustard. There's some really kind of crazy songs on it, but it's just, the thing I love about it is every song is so different from the last.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, many groups, many bands, they'll kind of get into a rhythm and songwriting, and a lot of the songs will sound the same.
Yeah.
This song, it was like they came from a different band every single song.
Yeah, it all sounded different. I think you're right about it.
It was so, the most so the, interesting. Most poppy of this.
All of this. Okay, so 888-302-3684. That's the new number. Cast aside the other one and put this one in your brain. 888-302-DUG for the Doug Good Day program. We're trying to find out which of the Beatles left during the recording of this album in 1968. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, some items of interest and import for you. We were talking earlier this week about the cars in America that depreciate the quickest. The Rover, the Escalade, what was the other one I mentioned? Do you know what holds up value more than anything else is a Ford 150?
Really?
Yeah.
More those than are good trucks.
Conventional stuff. There are some diesel-powered cars that hold up, but they're not real popular. The F-150 outsells everything else on the road, and it has the best resale value. And you know why? Common sense would tell you why. Because it's in demand, and a lot of people don't want to buy a car off the lot. They don't want to buy a car. Say again?
It's American.
It's
American.
Well, yeah, that's part of it, but that's not their biggest. The biggest part is that there's demand for them, and that's always what's going to keep up the resale value. Rich, that's the case no matter what it is.
Yep.
If it's a home,
it doesn't matter.
Car, whatever is in demand is going to maintain its value.
Cars are seasonal. You know, you have your spring cars, you have your winter cars, you have your, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Trucks all year long, man.
Yeah. Do you want to have these people on the air now, or do you want to wait until we come back again?
No, you can talk to Tracy if you want to.
Tracy, hi. Welcome to Good Day. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
There we go. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Good morning, gang.
So, which one of the Beatles left during the recording of the White Album?
I will guess Paul McCartney.
That is not a good guess, sir.
It's
a good guess. It's a good guess, but not the right one.
Just not the right
one.
Thank
you. All right, 888-302-3684.
Audrey?
Margaret.
Oh, Margaret. Hi, Margaret. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Who was it, Margaret?
George Harrison.
George Harrison's not correct either.
Mm.
All right, so we're down to two.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Yep,
it's getting easier and easier.
It is, and you get the swell prize. You can figure it out. Thank you. We don't have time for another caller now, so stand by. Call 888-302-3684. We have who's left? Lennon and Starr.
Lennon and Starr.
Right, yeah. So it's one of those two. They quit.
And one of them would never leave.
No.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping. And always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear. One and two and three new tops. And keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on Emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
weapons and water filters. Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. STEPHAN, new number 888-302-3684. That too fast? That translates easily.
Please.
38-302-DOUG. Isn't it amazing?
It's easy to remember if you just go 888-302-Doug.
Phone company found a phone number that had my name in it.
Whoa.
They didn't find one. They made it.
They made a number.
They made it.
How about we could do 888 Dudley S? That would probably come out. How about that? Did you figure that? Would you try to figure that out?
I haven't tried that one, but we can look at that.
Nah, this is fine. All right, so here's our 2020 music quiz. We have gone back to the White Album of 1968,
which I've just deemed one of the greatest albums of all time.
Richie's been listening to it now. He's thankful the last 15 minutes he's been listening to cuts from it. Remembering some of these. And so I asked which one of the Beatles quit and then came back after they were recording this, and this member got really upset about what was going on. He said, I'm not doing this anymore, and he quit. And then he came back a few weeks later. Already guessed Paul McCartney wrong, George Harrison wrong. So I got two choices. Less Tammy, which one are you going to pick?
Ringo Starr.
Ringo is the correct answer. Ringo left, but then he came back. They were arguing about something that had to do with the way the drums, I don't even remember, but I know it was. It seemed kind of silly at the time, and it was. And everybody
I was born in 68, so I really don't know.
Well, but you, that's okay. You you had the opportunity to guess, and you did,
yes,
and
did.
It worked.
Thank
it worked.
You.
Yeah, it worked out for you. Well, thank you. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
You want to talk some more? What else did you want to say?
Not much. Just heading to work.
What do you do for work?
Four-letter word.
Yeah, that's a good one. Listen, we all have to work and contribute. What do you do for work?
Yes, we do. I work for a title company.
Title.
Oh.
So
your business is getting good again. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But,
yes. We've been very busy.
But but the title search companies are really kind of a scam, aren't they?
No, not the title search company.
Oh, like no.
It's when you buy a new house, they are the one that does all your paperwork, so that you get
pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All I know is the title company.
Owner's policy.
When I was buying homes in California, the title company I dealt with was a scam. They were horrible.
This you have to watch out.
We're a reputable company. We are big, so.
All right. Yeah. Big and reputable. That's what we like.
You have to watch out for fees when you go to.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right, so from the White Album, here's one of the two songs that that Ringo sang on, Don't Pass Me By.
Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue.
Yeah. It's a real Ringo song.
Yeah.
You know, darling, I love you.
I think that was part of the dispute. He didn't like it because they always wanted him to play the fool.
Yeah, it's a little silly.
Yeah, but he is silly.
Yes.
And that's the way he presents himself now. That's his shtick.
Well, back in 64, 5, 6, they were all silly.
Yeah.
Then in 67, they started, you know, hanging out with Ravi Shankar and all getting high.
All right, there you go. All right, hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you, Tammy. Thank you. 23 before the hour with Roberta and Richie and Jennifer and Doug on Good Day. I was sent an email by a college professor who listens to me.
Taking shots at your English?
No. Oh, okay. No, he actually he's a big fan. I teach at USC. And
he has time to write because a new poll said that the least stressful job is a college professor.
Right. I'm going to have to send that along to my daughter and her husband.
The
least
stressful
job in the country is being a college professor. And what did it show on the other end of the spectrum was the most stressful job? Do you remember?
Radio co-host.
Yeah. Right.
No, I don't know if that was it.
Anyway, so this prof asked his students if they'd like to know a way that they could do only 20% of the things they have to do in their lives and get 80% productivity credit. And the classroom went silent. One student, feeling a bit sorry for the professor, said, if you want to. And thinking then, the idea of multitasking came into a conversation, and that went on to talking, this group talked a little about research that was done on the effects meditation had on multitasking. How many of you meditate?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. What does your meditation consist of, Roberta?
Just breathing.
Really?
You just sit there very quietly, and you just concentrate on your breath and just let your entire mind go blank. And if a thought comes in, you just acknowledge the thought without without putting a spin on it. You just kind of look at it without judgment.
Yeah.
That's the word, without judgment. And then you just kind of put it away and go back to concentrating on your breathing. And it's amazing what that does for you.
Four times a day you should do that.
Even just 5 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And you can do it. I'll do it like when I'm waiting for a doctor in an office, when I'm waiting for the train. You can
do
it
anywhere.
You sit
on the floor, cross your legs, and go, oh.
Nope, you don't have to. You don't have to.
You can om. By the way, there's a great site called the Daily Om.
Yes, it's a great
site. Isn't that a great site?
Yep.
I want to check that out. All right, so Jennifer, do you ever meditate?
Actually, I've been doing it more now than I have been, and typically what I do, and kind of what you said, I don't know if I necessarily sit cross-legged on the floor like you suggested, mm-hmm. Rich, but I try to do, and actually four is my number for many things. I try to do it four times a day. I try to breathe in for a count of four, hold it for a count of four, let it out for a count of four, and I do, I don't know.
Very helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually helps for me to count because it keeps the other thoughts from drifting in my mind. So if I count, and then the first four sets of those, I kind of focus on how breathing feels in my body, how it feels to take my breath in, what's happening, what kind of responses. That's what I'll focus on for the first four sets. And then for the last four sets, I'll start to focus on what I'm hearing, what things are going on around me.
So
I meditate during the show a lot.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Pretty much for the whole 4 hours.
According to this group of college students, after they tried meditating for a month, the people who were participating, as it wasn't required, showed a large improvement in how their minds worked and how they used their minds. Negative emotions seemed to go away. Their ability to concentrate improved significantly. And being in a high-stress job, which many of you are, may be the way to handle that stress is to do what we're suggesting here. Take a deep breath. Find a way. Instead of taking a smoking break, quit smoking. Go outside and breathe.
Smoke an air cigarette. Just breathe.
Yeah.
Right.
Get away from the cigarettes. And that's something that will be very helpful. I'm sure it will be. Richie's started to be a little more thoughtful. I've found in my life, I don't do it enough, but I'm doing it more.
What do you mean I've started to be a little bit more thoughtful?
You are a little more thoughtful than you used to be.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So you think I sit around and go home like a bunch of sissies like you guys?
Well, maybe. You just don't want us to know. Because
I actually do think you breathe probably a lot. Everybody has to.
Right. I do it four days a week at the end of Taekwondo. We do it for 3 minutes.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
At the end of Taekwondo.
Yeah.
So after I've gone around kicking everybody for an hour.
Right. All right, well, we know.
Feels great.
Then it's okay for you to breathe like a sissy.
Yes, and I'm exactly. Usually the one. I'm the one who gets the kicks. He thinks I'm the difficult one, please. Jennifer.
Dang.
We have the social media update and the last winner. Richie, tell me what's going to happen next week when we do this.
Next week we're having a big old Twitter party. So if you tweet, if you're on Twitter or if you would like to win some $25 Visa gift cards, Exergen temporal thermometers, join us for our Twitter party. I'll put the information on the website so you can join us. It'll be on the 10th at 7 p.m. and all kinds of fun and prizes.
Fun and prizes.
Yep.
We like that.
Yep.
All right, so Jen, social media questions. I don't think we posted anything today.
Oh, special. Yes, we have.
Oh, but excuse me.
I actually just posted something, and people are a little shy on this one, so I may have to post something else, but this is it. And I want you guys to answer this honestly. Promise me?
Yep.
Really? Roberta Rich?
Yeah, okay.
All right, Roberta.
I trust you.
I know
you.
Roberta's going to have an answer for this.
I trust you.
All right, she might be meditating. Okay, so here's our question on the Doug Steffen Facebook page. True confession time. Have you ever taken revenge on an ex? If you did, what did you do?
No.
The reason for this question is there's a story up at DougSteffen.com today. I don't know if you guys saw this.
Mm-hmm.
But a jilted woman sold her ex-boyfriend secret fishing tips to get revenge on him. She was feeling a little sad. She didn't like being broken up with. So she, this is a New Zealand lady. She got even by selling the locations of his secret and very successful fishing spots online.
That's cold.
That's cold.
That is just cold-blooded.
She ended up with about $2,000. She said she didn't list them to be vindictive. She listed them to get a bit of a laugh.
Yeah,
but,
right,
yeah, $2,000 later.
Right.
And she's also, just as a side note, got a new boyfriend who is also a fisherman. So
really?
I guess it didn't backfire that bad. So that's what this question is based on. Have you ever taken revenge on an ex? Now, I honestly don't think that I ever have. I've thought through my brain, and I don't think I've ever done anything intentionally to take revenge on someone. So now your turn, you guys.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Who, do you know of something? Because I couldn't think of anything.
Didn't we just hear about you? And I don't know if it was really revenge.
Mm-hmm.
On just a recent boyfriend that you dumped, not taking him to the doctor or something
like
that.
Yeah, but that's not revenge.
No.
I did once. I did it, like,
because
actually, I did it twice.
You did stupid the day before or something like that?
Yeah, I did it twice, and then I had something at work, and so I couldn't. But that's not revenge. We're still friends. What's your problem?
I was in the hospital, for God's sake.
He was not in the hospital. He was not in the hospital.
He's a faker.
He was not in the hospital. He had to go for a procedure.
Right, Doug,
I took him once. It didn't work.
He needed
so
to have
he
a prostate
had to take himself the next time.
There's
he
no
have
doubt
a
in my mind that Jennifer and I will be the ones to answer no.
Yeah.
And that Roberta and Doug will be the ones to answer. Yeah, of course, we have.
I would think maybe you might have done it.
Me?
At some point, Rich. When you were a young
I've had somebody
kid.
Try to take revenge on me. I've never done anything vengeful.
Never, huh?
Why do you think that about me? What are you talking about?
I don't think
about?
That about you. I think Roberta
no.
would do it.
Richie just said that he thought I might have taken revenge on
Absolutely.
Oh, of course not.
And I thought maybe Rich would do it like in his college days when he was like a young party guy.
When it was over for me, it was over. Whether
that
they
was
dumped
never
me
in
or
my
I
nature.
Dumped them.
Why would you
it
say that?
Over. Why would I say that?
Yeah, that's not in my nature
oh,
at all
no,
to do that.
Oh, you mad.
Why would
I
you
know
say that?
You to go, when things are over, it's over.
Well.
And if something comes up where it has to do with that other person, it's over.
Wow.
I know
you.
You
had a former person that tried to run for office, so nothing you did maybe that ever affected that?
No.
Well, maybe.
No, actually, I can vouch for him on that one.
Yeah. All right, that's,
all right, so the one that would be really fun here is not talking very much, but, you know.
Yeah.
Roberta. You know Roberta's done.
She's gone to the gym. She's already out.
She's had to.
Our other item that's really kind of interesting at DougStephan.com this morning has to do with the gym and how many people have made resolutions, and they're showing up now. The lines are long at the gym you go in. And the ad, I saw an ad yesterday for some gym, $10 down and $10 a month.
Right.
And what do you think? You're going to get a bunch of phonies that'll go in, they'll use the exercise equipment for a few minutes, they'll get hurt, and they'll go home, and they'll still be fat. So, anyway, the poll today, how much busier is your gym this week? A, it's been ridiculously overcrowded. B, it's much busier. C, a little bit busier. A, about the same as it usually, I'm sorry, D, a little bit, take it again, Doug, about the same as it normally is. E, haven't been to the gym this week. And
what's
F,
a gym?
I don't regularly go to the gym. Right, exactly. All right, so that's the story. Several different items of interest in a moment.
We have our mom winner, Dougie.
Oh, why don't you give us the mom winner?
It's our last one.
Last one.
That's who we go. This one is a simple but very true and great tip. It comes from Jana Premau. Premau, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
P-R-I-M-E-A-U. She says, family dinners every night or as often as possible at the table, no TV, no cell phone.
We talked about this yesterday, how this is something that really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep, sure does.
All right, so we've had 44 winners in this contest. 44 winners in the contest. And it's been very good, very cool. Richie, again, next week, how are these people going to know? They'll all be notified by email or on Facebook?
Well, no, you can, if you're a friend of ours on Facebook or Twitter, we will be talking about it. So just tune in next week. It'll be, like I said, on the 10th, which I think is next Thursday at 7 p.m., and we'll be giving away lots of prizes.
All right, so we have, and also in conjunction with that, we have all the people identified on Facebook, right? Or we have the tips that stay on Facebook. If you want to find them, or do we want to put them? We ought to also list them on the website, Richie, don't you think?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do it. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Black chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Bursty berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price dropped to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely gonna go. Up to 80% off list. Plus get special clearance financing. But hurry, Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In-store or online.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear, one and two and three new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy, for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
All right, so I promised that I would give you the six signs that take place at this time of year, after you've had maybe a week off at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Things in January don't go so well.
It's hard to get back in the groove, man.
Yep. It's a problem sleeping. That's number one. Number two, your body is hurting because you've eaten too much and abused yourself. So you need to take a personal day. You start yelling at your children for no good reason. I mean, these are legitimate things that you ought to be thinking about. If you're doing any of these, then take a personal day, not necessarily from work, but go away for a day. Just go away on your own. You think you're too busy to even take time for yourself. You have busy work schedule, you're busy at home, busy, 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 busy. You haven't got enough hours a day. You need to restock and reprioritize. You know what I mean? And if you at work are finding your creativity is in the tank, personal day, and if your heart and your head are far, far away, let's say we were just talking about you lost a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife or whatever it is, you need to take a personal day as well. So a little advice on the psychological side of things. Always happy to go there on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Relax.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Someone's sneaking round the corner. Tell me, could that someone be Mac the Knife?
This is not Jimmy, Bobby Darin. You know who it is, Chucker?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Crank it up, Richie Ray. It's going to do a movie about Bobby Darin, so.
Oh, Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey doing Mac the Knife. This song actually did okay, but the movie did very well during this week in 2005. The movie about Bobby Darin was called Beyond the Sea, and the song, obviously, Mac the Knife. I thought this was a great movie, frankly. A lot of people... It didn't do well at the box office either, did it?
No, it didn't. I believe he financed himself, Kevin Spacey.
He did. He produced it and the whole thing.
He's one of the best actors around, but he's really taken a change of path in his career, doing a lot of low-budget independent work over the last, I'd say, 8 or 9 years.
He's become, I don't know if he's a recluse. He lives in an apartment, a penthouse apartment that Uri Geller owns in London. And I think I told you the time we ran into him, just kind of going up there. Very, very, very quiet guy, very much to himself. He runs the old Vic over in London, and likes to act, in, as you've suggested, not only in the low-budget films, but also on stage.
All right, I'll give up. What's the old Vic?
Oh, Vic is
a theater.
It's a big theater. Yeah, it's a very prominent theater in London.
I got to interview him. One of the most fun interviews I think I've ever did. Really nice and smart guy.
You've ever did?
I ever did. You're right. Have I ever done?
All right.
Chuck is going to have look at what's coming out this weekend. I have a different sort of movie question. Let's see where we go with this. Every once in a while, I love to throw people a curveball. So here's the question. Indira Gandhi, on her way to meet a very famous actor, when her bodyguards assassinated her, who was she on her way to see? Michael Caine,
John
Gregory Peck, Henry Fonda, or Peter Ustinov? 888 302-3684. The new Doug Steffen line is 888-302-DOUG.
That would suck. I'd like to be attached to that trivia question.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Indira Gandhi was on her way to meet what actor when her Sikh bodyguards assassinated her? The year was 1984. Was it Michael Caine, Gregory Peck, Henry Fonda, or Peter Ustinov? What's the right answer for the swell prize? Creams, lotions, pretty much a New Year's supply. A lot of great things for your face from Pure Attitude. Again, Indira Gandhi assassinated by her bodyguards, and she was on her way to meet an actor. Michael Caine, Gregory Peck, Henry Fonda, or Peter Ustinov? What's the answer? Who was the person she was on her way to meet? Get the answer to that. Plus, Chucker has the preview for the weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, again, the question has to do with Indira Gandhi being assassinated. She was on her way to meet either Michael Caine or Gregory Peck or Henry Fonda or Peter Ustinov. Which one is it? Chuck, what do we have coming out this weekend?
Two films open nationwide, Doug. First, Gus Van Sant's Promised Land, which is an anti-fracking movie that takes place in Pennsylvania, which stars actor Matt Damon. Now, I hear that Rich and Jen are against this film because they like turning on their water faucet and lighting the water on fire.
That's right. We like to frack.
Absolutely.
That's a great frack.
We're the biggest frackers we know.
That's right.
Right.
And also opening is... I know you're not going to like this one, Doug. And I got to be honest, I don't either. It just doesn't seem right that they're releasing it. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D. It's expected to open around $11 million in business. Other news, 20th Century Fox released a third trailer to A Good Day to Die Hard, the fifth Die Hard film, which opens on February 14th.
Wow.
The trailer looks really, really good. Bruce Willis once again stars as John McClane and got himself in terrific shape for the role. One other bit of new movie news, Doug. Disney started its marketing campaign for its Oz, The Great and Powerful. It's very expensive prequel to The Wizard of Oz, directed by Sam Raimi.
All right, who's up here, Richie?
Doug.
Doug, what's the answer?
I say Michael Caine.
No.
How about
next?
Joe?
Joe, what's the answer?
Henry Fonda.
Peter Ustinov is the right answer. Thank you for trying. 59 past. Chuck, have a good weekend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.